And we're back. This week in Waukesha with our guest, Mayor Sean Riley, as he pursues his third term as your mayor. And we spent the first part of the show talking about his greatest accomplishments. And so now we're going to ask, what do you feel are the sore spots in Waukesha life that you feel the city hasn't been able to address successfully that you feel you could tackle or start to tackle in the third term?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is, and this is what I receive the most complaints about, is the people downtown that are just spend the day downtown and cause an issue. And that has been worked on. I want everyone to know that that's been worked on ever since I've been mayor and even before I've been mayor, but it's a really complex problem. Most of those individuals are suffering from addiction and mental health issues, and they don't even if we provide them with places to live, they won't always stay in there. And it's not just, and I want to say that it's not homelessness, because when I talk about homelessness, there's 750 people in Waukesha County that are homeless. We're talking about maybe 20 people that creates the most emails to me and controversy. And the homeless situation in Waukesha County is being addressed. It needs to continue to be addressed. But the additional problem is these people that, to be blunt, I get a lot of emails saying I don't want to see them. And I understand where they're coming from, but trying to solve that problem is multifaceted. And that is being worked on. We do have the Housing Action Coalition overflow shelter that's now up and running, which is something that has been a goal of mine and many others for years and years, basically to have something that's permanent where we know homeless people can overflow, can be available. For downtown, it's multifaceted. And what's being worked on is, I've been working with the county for about two, three years to try to get social services involved down there. That is proceeding. That looks like it's going somewhere. Our police department is very engaged in it, but it's not just a police problem. You cannot police your way out of this. If the minor crimes that happen occur and the police arrest them, they're out that day and they're back downtown. It really requires caseworkers to help these people get through their addiction and mental health issues. A lot of times if they're on their medications, they'd be fine. The police department, the city, Waukesha County, Housing Action Coalition, as well as all the organizations that try to help the homeless are all working together. And I see some great strides that can be made, especially coming up in the next 1 to 2 years, by having a much more robust case management type of outlook for the people who people have a problem with. You can't legislate your way out of it. You can't write laws that say, you know, these people have to go away. They have certain rights too. One thing I really have a tough time with is people telling me continually, we'll just get rid of them. That's not a solution. Mm-hmm. You can't really do that. You have to try to help them. You have to try to work with them. You have to try to make it so that they don't cause a problem that everyone sees. So that's probably one of the bigger things. I know that, I'm also going to talk about debt, because I did hear Lisa Saab talk, and she talked about how the debt has increased so much. The debt is an issue. However, you got to look at it a little more long term. First of all, we have mostly 10-year GO bonds, meaning 10 years are fully paid off. In the next year, about $25 million in that debt will be paid off. In 2 or 3 years, a sizable chunk of it will be paid off and will then level off. we did pay for some major infrastructure improvements. We paid for like City Hall, Police Department, Buckner Park, all those big ticket items. We've paid for it with what I call cheap money. It is money borrowed, but it's at very, very low interest rates. And we do have a plan for this. Within 2 or 3 years, it's going to, we'll be at a level of debt that won't go up and down much, and it'll be very sustainable amount. So that's something that's been worked on, and it, as you know, it's been presented to the Finance mm-hmm. Committee and the Common Council. And once again, that's a decision made by to spend the money and to borrow the money is a Common Council decision. I fully support it. I'm not trying to mm-hmm. say that I oppose it or anything like that. But this was a group decision by 15 aldermen that this was the best thing to do, with the knowledge that we're getting money at very reasonable cost and we're going to pay it back quickly. So that's the type of thing where I think it's more of it is an issue. I don't think everyone knows the back end of it as right. much. And if you had the time to attend, 10 sure. finance committee meetings, you'd have a much better understanding yeah. of this all, but sure. who has the time to attend 10 finance committee meetings?
I guess that raises a question, because I really like the, and I'm not just saying this as an alderman, but as a private citizen, I like the city's newsletters that come, I think it's every 2 weeks. Is there a way of kind of communicating that value or that financial management in the newsletters?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I think that's
a good, if we're receiving a lot of questions about it, the newsletter is a great way to push out information on it. Here's how much is going to be paid off in 1 year, and 2 years, and 3 years. That's a good point. We have transparency-wise is another thing, and I guess people who are involved in local politics understand mm-hmm. Or follow the city understand that there is a wealth of information that can be obtained. I just said yeah. most of the information is talked about and worked on in the committees.
Sounds good.
And the paperwork.
We're going to take a break now. Sorry to cut you off there, Mayor, but stick around. More to talk with Mayor Sean Riley. Come back soon. Angels will receive me.